Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
What does a healthy relationship look like? I realize that some of you have never seen one. You didn't have one in your family of origin. Maybe you don't even have friends that you think have healthy relationships. So how in the world would we know what a healthy relationship looks like if we don't see it around us? Can we really judge from television and movies? Because they're kind of formulaic and they tend to look the same way. I would suggest that you don't imagine what it looks like, because that could be very different for all of you. What a relationship looks like to me in my mind could be completely different than the way it wants to play out in your life. But I can tell you how you would feel. You would feel safe. You would feel comfortable. You would feel prioritized. And you would feel like this person has your back. You would lack anxiety. You would not be on pins and needles. Are they going to contact me or aren't they? Am I seeing them tonight or am I not? Are they seeing somebody else? You wouldn't be thinking those thoughts. You'd be able to go to sleep at night. You wouldn't be chain smoking and drinking till 3 a.m, trying to figure out what's going on, how to say what you need to say, terrified to talk to them though you need to talk to them. You wouldn't go through any of those. That's gone. You would feel empty of that stuff, which might feel really strange because all you've known is this kind of anxiety. And this kind of anxiety is what you know of a relationship. And you might even misconstrue it and think that this kind of anxiety means you're in love because you're obsessed. You think about them all the time, but not because it's a happy thought, because you're anxious. It's unresolved. You don't know where you stand and you've got to get information. And it's the excitement. It's the drama. That's not love. That's not a healthy relationship. That's pins and needles. And it's can be confusing. I get it. That we confuse the highs and lows of all these reactive thoughts inside us and these weird feelings that are so powerful, because they key into our family of origin issues and all this stuff that's unresolved. And no matter how we try to do it, we're never done. And there's always more in there. And we thought we dealt with this issue and now it's popping up again. But ooh, it's popping up because of them. So yeah, that's not a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship is one where you feel safe to express how you feel. A healthy relationship is where you know it's okay to talk. It's not that you need to honor this no talk rule that nobody talked about to begin with, but you know it's there. You don't dare bring up a conversation for fear you could tip them off, trigger them, or maybe that they'll kick you aside because you're just too difficult. You have an opinion. Oh, God forbid. You have a need, and they're supposed to fulfill it, that they're supposed to give you the bottom line of maybe a little bit of interest. No, it actually feels calm. And unfortunately, to many of you, that may feel boring, but it's not. This is where the roots grow much more deeply. And this is where you begin to grow and discover other things that you can do with this solid, committed, trustworthy person by your side, whose disposition and behavior allows you to flourish. Because you don't have energy leaking out of your mind all day long, trying to handle them, manage the situation, get it back to normal. Whatever is going on in their life is such a whirlwind that you can't even focus on yours. Oh yeah, that stuff, gone. Do you know how much energy you're going to have to apply to your life when you're not leaking that energy, trying to fix, heal, save, correct, whatever nonsense is going on? It's extraordinary. There will be a sense of peace and comfort and attraction. It's going to be different. It will feel different. But don't be afraid of it. At least try it. Try the uncomfortable feeling of being comfortable. it will be fabulous for you. And even if this person that brings this to you isn't your one forever, please saturate yourself in the experience to override all the negative so that you can begin to build up the feeling of what it's like to be in a healthy relationship. And then this is your baseline from which you move forward. Always refining, always doing your work, and always showing up as the best partner you can be. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you like this information, please subscribe. Check out the Susan Winter Show streaming on all platforms. I love my podcast. I've got a lot of wonderful things and commentary answering your questions and answers, not stuff you're going to see on YouTube. And please share this information with your friends. If you need a consultation, I'm here for you. Go to the consultation page and check out all the activities and where I am as I travel the world and give personal consultations as I'm traveling. Thank you, everyone. And happy dating with a healthy, wonderful relationship.